probably being at the airport. I was about to cut my losses.
Really?
But just, I'm just like already lying down there and I'm playing around with Lyft and there's this dude on a Sienna who's like, yeah, I'll get you. So it was pretty good.
Hopefully it's not a $168 ride.
How much was it?
Dude, I have no idea. I just downloaded Lyft.
Check, dude.
For this?
Yeah, so you press play free then.
I've never used Lyft before, so I don't really know how to do this.
If you open up the app.
Maybe it was free.
Dude,
free first ride?
Yeah.
I got the $5 discount, which was pretty dope, but I don't know, like...
You gotta go...
1601, like, not bad.
See,
like,
I told you it'd be like $13.
Yeah, no, that was good. But
how
was
the quality of the driver?
Quality of the driver was good. He was from Pakistan.
Oh, great.
Told me a little bit about Pakistan.
They are the best drivers. They know how to move.
No. Best drivers... All right, best drivers, let me tell you folks, are Nigerians. Nigerians will tell you they get really into whatever they're doing and they get heated.
Wow. Are we profiling people by where they come
from? No, we're not profiling. We're just telling the people out there what the best Uber drivers are.
Are you sure?
No, yeah, I'm sure. I've had shapes and sizes,
Simon,
colors.
All right, Simon, who's
Uber drivers?
Who's the best dancers then?
Dancers?
Yeah.
Brazilians.
That's a good choice.
All yeah. Right. Well, then who's the smartest?
Brazilians can shake the hips.
The Jews.
Okay. Good answer.
Can you just name any group you want, like the smart people, like the academics?
Yeah. Who are the academics? Jews.
The academics. Yeah.
No, but I mean, what are the restrictions on the groups who, that can be answered?
They cannot be the Aboriginal. Who are the debtors? Who are the debtors? Who are the people that owe Greece? Right.
The Greeks. Yes.
They owe everything.
Yeah, they don't know how to run a country. Like, come on. That's how you get that reputation.
Come on, this is basic stuff.
It's so easy to run a country,
basic,
folks.
Basic stuff.
I think America, we're doing pretty well at it. I don't know how Medford feels about that, but we're doing pretty well.
Well, I mean, we got a hell of a deficit.
Hell of a deficit, yeah, no, but nobody... No, everyone
Simon,
likes
Simon,
to
how
like that.
Simon, how was your flight? Was it a good flight?
It was a good flight.
How long was it?
JetBlue is really nice.
How long was it?
4 hours.
Did you watch the video?
I watched mostly Tucker Carlson. He was doing pretty well tonight.
What is that?
The comedian?
No, he's on Fox News. He's pretty good guy.
You're watching Fox News now?
Yeah. Well, dude, they had DirecTV. I was watching.
Wow.
Literally half the plane, so... Just so people understand, we're flying from Houston, so half the plane was straight up watching Fox News. So I was like, I might as well watch Fox News.
Dude, I was
surprised
to hear that Fox News has, like, by far higher ratings than CNN or any other cable news
network. No way does it. What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
More people watch Fox News than any other network on TV.
By far. By far.
4 million, like, viewers for the average show, pretty much, and it's, like, close to 1 million for other channels.
Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff.
Surprising.
It's good content.
I mean, because where we're located, I mean, I don't think too many people watch Fox News.
No, yeah, no. It's down where I'm located, everybody watches Fox News. It's a Fox News kind of place.
Yep.
So
yep.
You get a lot of that.
What about InfoWars?
InfoWars.com?
Alex Jones. What do you think of him?
Total powerhouse. That guy's a total powerhouse. Like,
in a good way? In a bad way?
In a great way.
What do you mean powerhouse?
What do you think of Rush Limbaugh?
Rush Limbaugh?
Well, first let's talk about Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, funny guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, if anyone out there takes him seriously, don't. That's freaking stupid,
guys. You think he's a smart
guy?
You think he's got a lot of good stuff to say?
No, not really. But he's entertaining, and he's a powerhouse. He's just, he takes steroids. So he always tries to sell you steroids at the end of every show, like super male vitality. I don't know if y'all ever watch Alex Jones.
I don't know if you take that stuff.
Yeah, but it's just this, it's like this male vitality that gets you going. And he's always like ripping his shirt off and just like mad. So that's why I like him.
I know he's an animated guy. You know, I know he's got a lot of conspiracy theories, but he's got a pretty big following himself.
Oh, huge.
Almost as big as Fox News alone.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting close, dude. These independent news networks, we were talking about it a little earlier, are really, you know, making a drive towards, I don't know, people's everyday lives.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing is, cable news, say what you want, Fox News is doing pretty well, but everyone, it's just nobody's really watching it as much.
Even Fox News, man.
Yeah.
Megyn Kelly,
losing
she's
people.
Out. You know,
she's,
they had,
yep.
Who was their guy who had that primetime show at night?
Oh, Bill O'Reilly.
He's out,
total
man.
Creep. Total
yep.
creep.
Yep, guess what? They're not doing well either.
Yeah, no. Look, nobody look, is. Look, it's all internet.
Let me tell you, the reason why Fox News is getting more viewers is simply because of the fact that the people that the type of people
try not to insult
the type of people anyone. That watch TV are the people that watch Fox News. Okay. Let me just say that. So we're talking about the people that sit at home, not outside, not working out, not having a good job, whatever. Those are the type of people. No, I shouldn't have said that.
I think that's a pretty significant generalization.
I was just saying that, like the type of people that watch TV are going to be associated and correlate more, have a stronger covariance with the people that watch Fox News. And
I disagree.
I don't know if I can agree with that point, buddy. Honestly, I think wrong. I think that point is wrong.
Sad.
Yeah, no, I just think Fox News offers a unique perspective that no other news network offers.
What?
What other news network unique? Offers their kind of perspective?
But such a statement is so silly because every news network is different. So every person is unique. You can say that every news station is unique. Saying a station is unique doesn't describe its character, doesn't describe its content, describes nothing about it. You know, saying it's a unique something. Saying it's a unique adjective is just.
It's a fair point.
It doesn't mean anything.
I feel all so these.
I just want to ask a question. Are we gonna change from a music radio show to like heated political
yeah,
argument?
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah,
this
dude, is the get into
it. We're not trying all to right. get too deep here.
Oh,
but
dude,
let me just say something, right. Simon, real quick. All these networks have an agenda, man. Whether it's Fox News, CNN, you know, the Huffington Post. I don't even know, man. They've all got their own agendas. They're all trying to push them forward. Who's
yes.
right? You know,
yes.
one of them is wrong, or they're all wrong, and they're all pushing you and feeding you bullshit.
The one thing that I have a problem with. I'm not. I'm being completely bipartisan. I'm speaking from a worldly American point of view. Is that most media these days have massive sponsorships and are being paid by these large corporations that have their own agenda, right? And they just have these natural biases and tendencies that come along with accepting funding from external sources that require them to be a little bit favorable to those that are funding them. You
oh,
know?
Sure, most definitely.
Like, and which is the problem in the large media sites is that you have every single site, every single news outlet that's big, that's known, is big because they have such large funding. You know, they have such large support from the entire world, and because of that advertising, everything, because of that, they need to act on part of the shareholder, you could say,
right,
the very best interest of the common shareholder.
Yeah.
You know,
they're designed to make money.
Absolutely.
Which
here's
is
the thing,
which is the big problem.
Yeah, so Amazon, or I think Jeff Bezos, actually owns the Washington Post, and you will never see a story on the Washington Post critical of Amazon. Even though Amazon is making some pretty questionable moves, they're really, really tearing down a lot of small businesses right now. And those are stories you see in other places, but it's just who owns it?
But
you know, what's
the
their
thing,
agenda?
But see, that comment you just made, Amazon tearing down small businesses, that's just a guaranteed fact that happens with expansion, you know? I mean, so you're just saying Amazon don't expand? Is that what you're trying to say?
No,
I mean,
I'm not trying to
be innovative anymore. Don't give Americans what they want. Like, I mean, you're saying that small businesses are closing. Okay, yeah, that's definitely a negative, but it's something that American wants, and you can't criticize that, you know?
Yeah, I'm not exactly criticizing it. I'm just saying it's a pretty significant development in our economy that somebody should report on, but there's a reason why the Washington Post doesn't report on that. You know, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. He personally owns the company.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what you're just trying to show off.
Yeah. Yes.
That's crazy, man. You know, the fact that he can just come in, he's an incredibly influential person. I was talking about this with Aiden on the car ride up. Jeff Bezos, you know, he's worth 10 plus billion at this point. His network
50.
Is going to continue to grow
he's
up.
He's got 50, dude.
50 billion. Yeah, yeah, he owns Amazon. He owns the Washington Post. Think of the tremendous.
What's that Rocky
Washington
company?
Post
he is
nothing.
Oh, the blue yeah. apron.
Not Blue Apron.
Yeah, that's something a little different, but it's like Blue
Angels. Horizon. Something
Blue Horizon,
like,
maybe.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's like a SpaceX, but not.
Just like a lame SpaceX.
Yeah.
Just,
I know they're doing like vertical land. Like, that's weird. Dude, that private space fucking area of I don't know, different new companies is pretty interesting.
It's incredible, yeah. That the fact that they're able to make money off of this kind of stuff is incredible. And yeah, the fact that it's just the private sector just totally decided to take it over. And
yeah, well, I mean, it wasn't going anywhere with NASA.
Wasn't,
to be honest,
wasn't
funding
going
was
anywhere.
Cut.
Yep.
And in a lot of ways, it's probably better to have a small company doing it rather than the government.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% agree with that. So, yeah. I just think it's just crazy how these companies just started up out of nowhere. And just smart people just had an idea, like, we're going to space, and they did it.
Well, it's these billionaires.
You're looking at the future right here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's these billionaires that turn it into their passion project to fund these. You know, if you already have a Tesla of a company, you know, you already have Solar City, that's already been taken into Tesla and absorbed. You're Elon Musk, what else do you want to do? You've always loved space, so create a fucking space company. And it's going to be small, it's going to be nowhere near the size of Tesla, but if it's something you like, push that out too, because guess what, you have the capital now. Same with Jeff Bezos, they've both got amounts of money that nobody else on this earth has. They can afford to go into these different realms, and they can push the funding out for them. Get this shit started. They also have great connections and a great business acumen. I don't know.
Yeah, no, one of my favorite multi-billionaire people is probably Larry Ellison. So if anyone's ever heard of Larry Ellison, dude just does the craziest stuff. And just everything he's
USA
passionate about.
USA Sailing.
USA Sailing. Everything he's really passionate
about.
He owns
an entire Hawaiian island.
Yes. Yes.
Pretty sizable island of Lanai, I'm pretty sure, is the name of the island.
Yeah. And he'll just go all in for everything. And this guy is... So there are just rumors out there about Larry Ellison, the kind of stuff he does. And he just, like, makes the worst impulse decisions and or best. And he'll just, like, buy an island out of nowhere, just like, you know what, I'll just buy an island. So I respect that guy for, like, all he does.
Simon, you need to work on how you back up your arguments. You don't
that's
say
not an argument.
You don't say
that's just,
you don't
that's
say someone
a,
he'll just buy an island,
yeah,
island
you,
and then
you
verify
respect
that
him
as
for the ability to haphazardly make purchases. How is that respectable at all?
Whoa, I feel a little attacked. I just think it's cool. I just think it's cool that somebody out there made billions of dollars and it's like, you know what, I'm gonna buy an island. And he did it.
And it's
good.
Oracle, you know, it's this this network computer company that I've never really heard of. I'm not too familiar with what Oracle even does, yet he's this incredibly influential person.
You know what?
What does Oracle do?
I'm gonna start a business. I'm gonna start a
they write programming software. I know that for a fact. My dad programs an Oracle. So
it's like a language.
It is a language.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, weird.
It's one of the most commonly used languages out there.
For coding?
Yeah, for coding.
Is it like for business mostly or what?
Yeah, it's mostly for business. It's like, say of like Progress, Oracle, and Oracle is just by far like dominating.
I know they sell
servers. Is that
interesting,
Julian?
Nah, dude, this is some stupid stuff. This is my radio station, and we are not talking about what I want to talk about.
Where would you like to take this conversation?
I want to talk about the moon.
The moon?
Yeah.
How about how that moon landing was faked? Can we talk about that a little bit?
You know what? I was there. How dare you say it was faked? I was on that shit, man.
You were right up there.
Yeah, I was on that plane.
You are fake news. yeah, no. Anyway, the moon.
Who else is tired? Raise your hand.
Dude, I'm so tired that like I'm not tired anymore. I don't know if anyone's ever had that happen to them, but it
I'm
happens.
Tired enough where I'm gonna say the moon landing actually happened.
Oh wow, no, yeah. He's tired, guys. Guys, he is tired. Wow.
Honestly, I've heard the argument made that the moon landing is faked, and that actually what happened was we did go to the moon. But there was a second mission that went right above, like, the top of the atmosphere, almost to the edge of outer space. Not the edge of outer space, but, like, the edge of our atmosphere. And that's where they recorded some of the videos of the astronauts. Yeah. Up in that zero, like, that in that low gravity area. And that's where most of the footage that, like, we've seen comes back from.
Dude.
Yeah.
From where?
Wow.
So there were these two projects. There were these two missions. One actually did go to the moon. The other one was supposed
to
go up and make it look like they went just in case something happened and Americans were killed. They wanted to make it look like they wanted to fake it. Right. This was in the 60s.
Whoa.
Kind of crazy.
That's nuts.
And you know how I brought up that guy we were talking about earlier, InfoWars? Alex Jones. This is a conspiracy theory he was talking about on a podcast that I was just listening to.
You were listening to Alex Jones?
On a podcast, yeah, with Joe Rogan.
Wow. I didn't know. Wow. That's pretty crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. So Joe Rogan also takes steroids. Pretty interesting.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Like,
the kid's
way
too small.
Joe Rogan?
Joe Rogan, the MMA guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Takes steroids.
He's a small dude. There's no way he would take steroids.
Doesn't matter. He takes steroids and admits to it.
No, I don't believe
it. Oh, does he really?
Yeah. He's like, yeah, once you get pretty old, like, you start losing it, like, unless you take steroids. So if anyone's old and losing it, take steroids.
He really takes a lot of supplements. It was somewhere that he took steroids.
He's probably cut himself.
Okay, do you want to call this a night, Jules, and maybe sign off, and we can continue tomorrow?
I want to just bump to some music.
Let's
sign
bump
him real quick, just to show him what these what the studio can do. So, ladies and gentlemen, if your kids are in the room, I recommend you. Recommend you don't allow your kids to be in this situation, please. And thank.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one. Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Party started? Indoor baseball. Yeah, just find a broom or a pool cue, and you can use, like, anything as a ball.
Old.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
there somewhere. I know there's someone who really can't have the kick. When I came in a dream, well, I was fast asleep. And the message in the mind was a message for the week. So I took a ride uptown in the back of your Jeep. When I came back down, oh man, I couldn't sleep. I know there's someone out there somewhere. I know there's someone who really can't get the kick.
Remember. Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Free Forum and Educational Radio.
recession going here.
I'm rocking Buffy tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
Listening to 91.5 WMFO.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should've worshipped her sooner.